And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is learning more about ourselves. My first guest lived at the epicenter of some of the darkest days in our country's history. He showed us how to completely change our lives in 10 seconds. My second guest told us something about ourselves as Americans. And my next guest is going to tell us about stress and how it manifests itself in our faces. According to the American Institute of Stress, the cost of stress on our nation is estimated at $300 billion a year. That's billion with a B. That should get our attention. My next guest is going to teach us how to convert stress into something more productive. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Cindy Kupica, I've just mispronounced your name. Sorry, Cindy. Kupica helps people understand the link between stress, the mind, and the body, and how it influences energy, behavior, and productivity, and our overall health. She calls this the mind-body-behavior connection. Cindy has a promising career as an actress and a model and a country singer until a car accident shattered the bones in her neck, and then she discovered this connection between the mind, the body, and the behavior. Cindy graduated from the National Institute of Whole Health at Harvard. She is the author of 2 audiobooks and 3 bound books. In her spare time, Cindy enjoys spending time with her 2 grandchildren, who doesn't, and running in 5Ks and marathons with her husband, Gary. Welcome to the show, Cindy. How are you?
Thank you. Welcome.
And your name is Kupica, right?
Kupica, yeah.
Kupica, just like Topeka, Kansas. Well, welcome to the show. Let's get right to it. You start out with a provocative statement that stress steals your personal freedom. What do you mean by that?
It steals your freedom by controlling your mind. Most people get caught on some kind of stressor in their lives, and it steals their thoughts for the entire day if they can't get off that train of thought. And the trick is to derail that train so that you can start focusing on something more productive, something you really want to be able to focus on. Has it ever happened to you, Bill?
Oh, it happens all the time. Unfortunately, I'm probably going through one of those stages right now, so there you go. Well, what are some of the telltale signs that I might have that I'm showing the symptoms of stress?
One of the things that you get in their face. Remember the old song, if you're happy and you know it, your face will surely show it? Well, if you're stressed, it's going to show that too. You'll see puffiness or dark circles under the eyes. You're going to see that your skin actually drags down just a little bit. So if you really want to learn more about yourself and how you are handling the stress in your life, look in the mirror. It's the first sign. Your skin is the thinnest organ. I mean, is very thin, and it's your largest organ in your body. So whatever's going on in your body, the stress response is going to show in the face.
Well, now, it's interesting because you have an unusual gift that you're able to read people's faces and identify how a person processes stress and whether and how it affects their health. So tell me a little bit about this, because one of your favorite sayings that I got from you is, you're born with a face that God gives you, and you die with a face that you've earned. What do you mean by that?
By your value system. Whatever you value in life, that's what you've earned. If you value hard work, not taking care of yourself, putting all of your energy into your career, not on eating right, not on exercising, not on getting 8 hours of sleep as you should, then that shows up in the face. So we truly do earn whatever our value system is, and or our belief system. Do we have to work that hard? We can still work hard and take care of ourselves so that we can give others the best of us, not the stress of us.
The best
and
of us,
what we're
not the
doing. Pardon me?
The best of us, not the stress of us. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and what we're doing today is we're overtaxing our bodies, and the epinephrine, norepinephrine, cortisol is racing through our system and tearing our bodies down, making us ripe for disease, because dis-ease turns into disease over a period of time.
Now, Cindy, you mentioned some of the things to look for in a person's face that indicates stress, puffiness, dark circles, the skin drooping a little bit. Is there one side of the face that you would concentrate on more than the other, and if so, why?
Emotional stress shows up on the left side of the face. The right brain is the emotional brain, creative brain, and it controls the left side of the body. So it tends to show up, and a lot of times in science you'll hear them call it the expressive face, because the cheekbone is normally higher, the eye is actually open more, the mouth turns up. In some cultures they call it the female side, because it is prettier and perkier unless you're stressed. Left is best unless you're stressed.
You've got all these little sayings, don't you? Left is best unless you're stressed.
Yeah.
All righty. Now, all right, so if I'm looking at, say, myself in the mirror, I know what to look for. But what if I'm looking at somebody else? Let's say I'm in a tense business negotiation with somebody, and I'm looking at them across the table. What should I look for in that other person that's indicating that they're stressed, and how can I use that to my advantage?
That's a great question. That actually happened to me recently, and I was looking at this individual, and he was turning bright red. And you could see the actual veins in his face, and that told me he had high blood pressure. And any doctor would be able to find that. Let me explain this just very quickly. Years ago, it's not so much anymore, but at one time, a doctor would take you by the chin, turn your face side to side and look at your face and do a visual examination, which would give them information of what's going on in the body.
Sure, I'm old enough to remember that.
Yeah. And now they just write you a prescription. But at one time, and there's a few doctors that still do that, but now they're more questionnaire-based examinations instead of actually looking at the person. And that's really unfortunate, because it does give us so much information. So if you're looking at someone, you're in negotiations, if you want to hire somebody, you know, that's one thing that you can look for. Make sure that they're handling the stress well. If not, and they're somebody you really want to do business with, like this person I was talking about, the first thing I did is, I absolutely want to do business with you, and let me give you some suggestions. Because as a health educator, it's my responsibility to help people get healthy.
Absolutely. We're talking to Cindy Kubica, everybody. We're talking about reading stress in people's faces. She's an expert in this area. And Cindy, I think one of the most glaring examples of stress showing up in the face has to be United States presidents. You know, they go into office, they're all chipper and fit, they've just won the election and so forth. After 4 or 8 years, though, they come out looking like they've just been dragged through the ringer. They're no longer chipper. They've got the wrinkles, the worry lines, and everything else. I think Abraham Lincoln, they have a picture of his death mask. That was probably the most illustrative example of how the face changes over the term of a presidency. What do we see most in the stress that shows up on the faces of our presidents?
Well, what you are looking at is a very gaunt-looking face. There's the texture of the skin is no longer as supple as when they started. Again, the stress hormones, when they're coursing through your body and your adrenals are overworking, being overtaxed, you get what is called adrenal fatigue. And that fatigues your whole body. And again, one of the areas you see it in is the face. So you're going to see the deep-set eyes, I mean, across the board, looking at the president. I picked up a magazine one day, and I looked at Oprah. And this is before she announced she was having any issues. And I said, she's going through something in her life that's very stressful. I can see it in her face, and the makeup didn't cover it up completely.
Didn't hide it.
But I could see it, and I said, something's going on. And about a month later, all of this stuff came out that she was going through in her personal life, and I thought, I just knew it. Your face will show whatever is going on, no matter how much we try and hide it from the world. It's going to show.
We're talking to Cindy Kubica, everybody, and she is an expert on stress. We've been talking about how stress manifests itself in the face. So that begs the question, what are some simple steps that we can take to reduce stress in our lives?
One of the best things to do is to learn how to get up in the morning. Most people don't know how to get up. They get down. The minute they open their eyes, they start thinking about their to-do list for the day. I have 4,892 things I've got to do today. And they start stressing their bodies. And so by the time they hit the front door, they've spent about a third of their energy. Then they get into traffic. That's where road rage comes in. By the time you get to the office, it's affecting your mood. there's the mind-body-behavior connection. So to get up in the morning, you literally get yourself up by replacing negative thoughts with positive thoughts. You can't control a thought from popping into your head. You can control how long it stays there. So you can kick out that thought and replace it with something else that's more positive. Like, isn't this a beautiful day? I'm so glad that it's raining. It's watering my flowers. You know, people tend to take the negative, and it really drags them down. And then you can, what I do is I leap out of bed, and I scream I win, because I love to start the day as a winner.
You leap out of bed, you scream I win, and what does your husband Gary think of all of this?
He's used to me by now. Even my cats don't run away. They just kind of yawn and look at me.
Interesting. And do you live in an apartment building or freestanding? Because your neighbors might have something to say about this, too.
We have our own home.
Okay, good thing.
We're fine.
Good, good.
And then I just start moving my body because the body's meant to move. And stretching is a wonderful thing to do. In fact, I stretch before I ever get out of bed. And then I leap out of bed, I scream I win, and I start reciting this mantra that I created years ago. I want more. Hear me roar. If it's to be, it's up to me. I'm going to walk the walk and stand the stand because I'm a leader with a plan. If it's to be, it's up to me. And isn't that a better way to start your day than, oh my gosh, the kids are screaming, I got to face traffic. It's a much more positive way. There's your mind-body connection.
And we're talking to Cindy Kubica, everybody. That is a great way to do it. Is that what you call your simple 10-minute-a-day work day workout?
That's part of it, learning how to get up in the morning and then how to stretch during the day, because your body becomes tense as you're sitting at a desk. This is getting into ergonomics here. And your body will start to tense, particularly the shoulders. So doing stretches such as grabbing a hold of your elbow with one arm and just bringing it across your body with the other.
I'm doing that as we're sitting here. I'm doing that. It helps me. Relieves the stress in my upper shoulders.
Yes, in the shoulders. And many people today, they're at the computer. So that's the area that's really getting tense. Also, just taking your hand, putting them out in front of you, palms down. Now rotate them so the palms are up, and just take your right hand, grab the fingers of the left, and pull down so that you are stretching. You can feel the stretch all the way up the muscle, all the way up to the...
That's right. It gets rid of the carpal tunnel in my hands.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
that's
the other
great.
Side.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Just all the way to the bicep.
That feels good. That's wonderful. And all of this is where would I find this if I was looking for more information about how to do stretches in the middle of the day, Cindy? Where would you direct me to go?
I have a book or an audio book called In Search of Normal, Moving Life from Chaos to Clarity. And it's about taking your power back in your life. And while it talks about many lifestyle issues that we face, you know, crazy maker personalities in our lives and learning how to communicate and say no, it also has these exercises in it, and I also talk about how to eat for your day.
Because nutrition is an important part of that mind-body balance that you talk about.
Yes, It sure is. And, you know, people don't realize you should eat for your activity level of the day instead of just eating whatever's available at the vending machine. If you're going to be sitting, you need brain food. If you're going to be moving around, you need carbohydrates, you need energy food. So really think about what it is that you're going to be doing for the day. If it's sitting, those carbohydrates are going to put you to sleep, and they're going to create moodiness. You'll also see it in their face. It goes right back to the face. If you eat poorly, look in the mirror, you can see it.
We're talking to Cindy Kubica, everybody, and she is an expert on stress. And Cindy, one of the things that I found most remarkable, you and your partner are conducting the most extensive controlled experiment to determine how lifestyle choices manifest themselves in people's faces. Tell us about that experiment.
This is a controlled study, photographic study, where we are doing before and afters. And they are not dramatized and then glamorized. It will be consistent lighting before, during, and after. And we are taking the works of 5 best-selling authors, some of my favorite authors, and then some that I don't know a lot about their work. And we are photographing people in a controlled study. There's 10 people in the study. We'll photograph them before. They'll go through their techniques for their 6 weeks or 8 weeks, depending on the program. And then we will photograph them during and then after. Preliminaries have been amazing. What we have discovered so far makes a huge difference.
And can you share any of your preliminary findings, or is it just too early to tell?
Well, everything that we've done so far, and it's been just a sampling of people from different lifestyles, different walks of life, different belief systems, and that has a lot to do with it, too. If someone comes in believing it's going to work, they have better results. I can say that early on. One finding that we didn't expect is brain dominance. And we want to do more on this, but I'll just talk about this for just a moment. You can tell if somebody uses their right brain or their left brain more by looking at their photographs, and particularly by doing what is called a split-face photo. And you take the photo and you make a mirrored image of each side of the face. So the right side of the face now becomes a full face using 2 right sides, and the left side becomes a full face using 2 left sides, putting them together. And whichever face is more toned and the more muscle tone actually looks brighter and lighter, that's the side of their face that they use the most, or the side of their brain.
Fascinating. We're talking to Cindy Kubica, everybody, who's an expert on stress, going to be conducting more research on stress and how it manifests itself in the face. Cindy, we've only got about 20 seconds left. In that time, where would you direct people to go if they wanted to learn more about you or more about your writing?
You can go to cindykubica.com. That's CindyKubica.com.
CindyKubica.com. Cindy, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And that brings us to the end of another show. You've been listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400.